I'm with Rory Smith. Rory's been away for an extended period. I mean, I act like some sort of crazy sabbatical, or he's gone through the side of the world. He's just basically done other things with his life for a period of time. He went to the Olympics and had a lovely time. Mm-hmm. I mean, genuinely tell the listeners, Rory, your views on table tennis.
My view on table tennis is that it might be the greatest live sport in the world.
And there we go.
I was listening to, there's a podcast called Screen Rot, which I really like. And they did an episode that wasn't about the Olympics, but I think it must have been recorded during the Olympics. And they were sort of saying it's a very kind of middle-class centrist dad thing to get into the Olympics. And it might appear that way in sort of metropolitan London. But I've got to say, both being in the Olympics, like being around it, and talking to people at home who are not involved in, like, who don't work in sport and who are not part of the, you know, the metropolitan liberal elite, people really like the Olympics, and that's okay. Like, it's okay to like the Olympics. It's not everything has to be done with like a dose of irony. Like,
no. That's the best thing about the Olympics is that it manages to be really quite irony proof much of the time. The irony only really comes in when it's the sports that have other profile.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of irony around the basketball stuff.
Because
of the slight ridiculous nature of it. But the irony is, like, the good thing about the Olympics is that it is able to dissolve irony before your very eyes.
It's important, I think, that we have some things in life that we are just allowed to enjoy, and that it doesn't, like, enjoying it doesn't have to say anything about you as a person. Like, it's okay to get into the Olympics and then not really be that bothered about Taekwondo for 4 years. Like, that's all right. That's the nature of life. And you don't have to, like, not everything requires, like, cynical analysis. But I was really, it was my first, I've done the Paralympics before, but that was my first proper, and I've done football at the Olympics. But it was my first proper exposure to the Olympics. And it is, like, genuinely brilliant. People should go to the Olympics if it's near their house. Like, you should go and watch some of it and just kind of be around. I found myself thinking a lot during the Olympics that I was quite resentful of the way that football has kind of eaten everything else. And at one point I wrote about it afterwards, but read this essay on one of the blogging sites, I can't remember which one, about grandstand. And the central thesis of the essay was that the watershed moment in kind of Britain's sporting landscape is when they took Football Focus and Final Score, which were the two things that bookended grandstand. So you'd start at 12 with Football Focus and you'd end at, like, what, 4:30 with Final Score and the video printer and all that. When they took those two and made them standalone shows, and grandstand was just the bit in the middle,